Ken Girardin with the Empire Center describes a fund that resembles the old member item system that gave lawmakers millions of dollars for pet projects in their districts, but this one is on steroids. He says the money is borrowed and the recipients, ranging from $5 million to CBS to upgrade the studios for Stephen Colbert's new show to $25 million for a shopping mall, don't seem to be vetted by any independent criteria. He likens the $1.1 billion fund to one big credit card that the state's been using for the projects.
This is a new kind of pork that's happening completely outside public view. The only thing we're ever going to see from this is the bill for $1 billion of borrowed money.
The fund, known as the non-controversial-sounding State Municipal Facility Program, was part of the 2013 budget. Bonds would be issued through the semi-independent entity, the State Dormitory Authority, for $385 million. The money was supposed to finance upgrades to government-owned properties, such as repairing village halls or state roads. But in 2014, that definition was expanded. It now includes economic development projects, and the fund was increased to the present $1.1 billion. The Empire Center used the Freedom of Information Law to obtain a list of the projects, and after waiting 4 months, on the final Friday of July, they finally got the details on 588 projects worth $187 million. Some are big-ticket items, like $35 million to the State University's Nanotech Center and the money for the mall on Staten Island. Many of them resemble the former members' items, though, like the purchase of a new fire truck or money to a senior center. Girardin says it appears that many of the items could be funded more directly without the state having to borrow the money.
But that's not the biggest issue.
He says it's troubling that no one seems to have any idea up until now about how the $1 billion is being spent.
The legislature and the governor have together created this shrouded slush fund that no one can see into, and they're free to dish out money with zero accountability. And that's deeply concerning to us.
The fund also takes the widely criticized member item practice one step further. Under the old system, state lawmakers' names were listed next to the allocation grants. Those lists caused legal troubles for some legislators in the past when it was found that they or their relatives were personally profiting from the grants.
Several people went to prison because we connected specific grants with specific people.
Girardin says there's nothing illegal in what the governor and the legislature are doing, as far as he can tell, but he says the lack of transparency is unprecedented. Governor Cuomo said he'd abolish member items and no new grants under the old system have been authorized for legislators. A spokesman for the governor's budget office says the Empire Center report is not entirely accurate in its assessment of how the grants are distributed. Morris Peters says in a statement that there is indeed oversight and that the grant applications are subject to a rigorous agency review process. He says they must also be ultimately approved by the budget office. And he says there are limits on what types of projects can be authorized. Peters says the program does not operate all that differently from normal appropriations for roads and other infrastructure. Still unanswered, though, is who chooses the grant recipients in the first place. According to the Dormitory Authority's website, the grants are awarded not by the authority, but by local elected sponsors. Those elected officials are not named. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.